has been narrated from Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, from the Tabi'in. He died in 62. Rahimahullah, he said, مَثَلُ الْعُلَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَثَلُ النُّجُومِ فِي السَّمَاءِ إِذَا بَدَتْ لِلنَّاسِ اِهْتَدَوْا بِهَا وَإِذَا خَافِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ تَحَيَّرُوا. That the example of the scholars in the earth is like that of the stars in the sky. And if they are apparent to the people, then they will be guided. And if they are hidden from them, then they will be in confusion. Then they will be in confusion. We understand this. This is a great example and a great point. That the people of knowledge, they're like these stars. They're like the stars in the sky. So the stars in the sky, they are a means of guidance. They're a means of guidance. So whenever the stars are clear and a person, he can see them, he knows which direction he's going. But if something happens and for some reason the stars are hidden, then a person, he will become lost in confusion. Maybe he thinks he's going north, but he's going south. Maybe he thinks he's going north, but he's going south. Maybe he thinks he's going home to safety and security, but he's going to the doorstep of his enemy. And he does not know. He does not know because he's confused. And he does not have any means of guidance because the light of the stars is hidden from him. So likewise, barakallahu fikum, on the earth as well. The people of knowledge, they are a means of guidance and a means of safety and security. And those who know them and follow them and benefit from their light, then they will also be in security and safety. But those who are confused with regards to them, then they will be confused in their life and they will be exposed to many dangers and problems and issues and deceptions and tricks of the devil and those who follow him. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So from the greatest means to mislead someone is to cover their eyes from those lights or to confuse them with regards to those lights. Imagine if somebody is traveling at nighttime and he knows that that star right there, that star is in the direction of north. And then somebody came along and said, no, it's not that one, it's this one over here. That's the one that's telling us north. And then he said, no, I know it's this one right here. It has this description and that description. And he says, no. You're wrong. It's this one and this one, this one. I did this and somebody told me that it's that star right there. This is the one we're supposed to follow. So then he leaves what he knows from following the star that he's been following this whole time and he starts following another star. You understand the point? Click. This is the way of the Khawarij. This is the way of the Sufiyah. This is the way of ISIS. This is the way of all of the deviant sects. How did they come to this deviation? To summarize everything, how did somebody wind up putting a bomb on his chest, going in the masjid and blowing it up in the name of Allah? Huh? To just summarize it in one simple point. How did this man wind up in this position? He's taking knowledge from the wrong people. That's how it happened. He went to the wrong website. He sat in front of the wrong man. He listened to the wrong khutbah. He has the wrong companions. They're telling him the wrong things. They're misleading him and misguiding him until he gave his life. And he took the life of his brothers in the name of Allah. On the other hand, how these people that are spinning around, he's spinning in circles. With his stove going out in circles in the lights like this, spinning around. Other ones doing this. How did they do it? End the masjid. What do you have to do? How did they start doing that? Where did that come from? Huh? Taking knowledge from the wrong source. This is the point of deviation. There's many factors that are at hand, hit the nail on the head. What is it? He took knowledge from the wrong place. How did he start doing that? And how did that occur in the likes like this? There's a number of different means of deviation. But the point is that these people who deviate in this manner in Islam, and they take knowledge from the wrong source. The first to deviate in Islam were the Khawarij, correct? And where did they take knowledge from? Whenever Ibn Abbas came to them, what did he say to him? Whenever they're ready to fight against Ali radiallahu anhu, and they're declaring him a disbeliever radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he went to them. What did he say to them? The first thing, I'm coming to you from the side of the companions. I don't see one of them with you. And he said, meaning that your understanding of this book, of the Quran, your understanding of these affairs is contrary to their understanding. Now, none of them have the understanding you have. None of them have the understanding you have. So they're taking knowledge from the wrong people, from the wrong sources. In those days, who are those who took the knowledge from the mouth of the sheikh? The companions. Who is the sheikh at this time? Huh? The great scholar, the imam. It's the Prophet Muhammad. The knowledge is coming from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who did not take knowledge, those in those days who were the students who took knowledge from the lips of the people of knowledge, and they're the companions. They took the knowledge from the lips of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You understand? And we've been talking about these obstacles. We see how this is the chain of our religion. It goes in this manner. So those who are on that path, alhamdulillah, they're safe. And they have guidance and they have light. And things are clear for them and they're not confused. And they're not confused. Even whenever people are confused, they're not confused. Whenever the people are tried, they're not tried. They're safe. They're safe. He's not misguided and he's not miserable. Not in this life and not in the hereafter. Because he has knowledge. Because he's holding fast to the proper way. He's getting his knowledge from the proper source in the proper manner. So therefore he's not confused. As for the one who takes knowledge from the wrong source, another source, or he's mixing the sources. He's mixing the sources. Then now he becomes confused. Now he becomes confused, like the person who's traveling in the sea and he's using the stars, and all of a sudden a storm comes. And now there's cloud cover and he can't see one star and the pitch black night. Well, what happened now? Which way do we go? I don't know. I think we go this way. No, I think we go that way. I think right? Like this, and they're going to be confused and they're going to be in chaos and they're going to be in misguidance. So this is the case. So do not be deceived about knowledge and taking knowledge and about those who find fault with the well-known scholars. Their real goal. And this is what makes them from al-asagir, haqqan. You understand that? This is what asagir, that's what we have to test for them, because they're attempting to mislead and misguide the ummah. For even lowly reasons and the likes like this. This is a major problem. This is a major issue. So, knowing who the stars are, knowing who the scholars are, this is of utmost importance. This is of utmost importance. This is of utmost importance. To have no confusion about that. To know them and to know their way, to know their manners, to know their methodologies, to know their fatawa, to know their positions, to know their statements, to know anyhow how they move. This is of utmost importance to be safe in one's religion and to be safe in one's deen. And this is because in reality those scholars, they are the waratha al-anbiya. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in the next part of the narration. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمْ وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمَ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍّ وَافِرٍ.